Lord, you know the word says that Paul was there in spirit when he wasn't physically there. So we don't know for sure how all that works, but Lord, right now, with our spirit, we want to see these husbands that you've brought into our lives, or Lord, that are now in our lives, that we're believing for you to work a miracle in. Ladies, I just want you to say, Lord Jesus, I believe you to work in this marriage for your glory. And I receive this person as a gift from you. Someone you're going to work in for your purposes. Lord, I thank you for the grace to watch this marriage glorify you. Lord, I see us as one. And I'm not going to let the enemy destroy that. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for these men. If you have a godly husband, say, Lord, thank you for this godly man. If you don't have a godly husband, say, Lord, thank you, he's going to be a godly man. I declare it in faith. I'm just trusting you, Jesus. Whoa. You are bigger than the devil in him. And I'm going to quit trying to be in charge. I'm just going to watch you do your thing. But Lord Jesus, we come before you. And we receive your grace to watch this marriage become more than we could ask or think. In Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for these men. And just have your way in our marriages. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me have those who've never been married or really lived with anyone or had a child with anyone on this side. And those who have had a child or have been in a more intimate kind of relationship or been divorced over on this side. Okay. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the husband to the one without a husband. And for the guys, you can even think that's like companion. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you can meet every single need in my life. And that I will never be lonely. For those on this side, say, Lord Jesus, if the only time I get to put on that white dress is at that wedding feast in heaven, that'll be so exciting that you would be the first groom and the only groom in my life. But Lord Jesus, if there is a man of God that you've placed your hand on, that you're working in his heart, that he could come into my life for your glory and your purposes, for this union that would glorify you, Lord, I ask you to let it be. Unto me, according to your will. Holy Spirit, give me the grace to live holy and pure. Forgive me in any area where I failed in this, and cleanse me now. Lord, you deserve a holy bride. And if you choose to bring a godly man into my life, or woman for Todd. I just thought, Lord said, Todd's over there. Then Lord God, make her holy. Him, her. Yeah, that's right. You guys know. Just checking out there. And heal any hurt places. Any defiled places. Make them holy. For your glory. And God, I lay down any idolatry. Any lie in my heart. That I have to have a person in my life. A special person. So that I can be okay. Lord, I'm okay. Because the most special God, the only true God, is already in my heart. So Lord, I lay down any idolatry and just seek your will. I want vision for my life. And I just feel the Lord saying, get vision for your life where he's the focus. And here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like this vision where Jesus is there and his arms are out. And he's like, come do this. Come do this. Let's do this. Do this for my glory. Do this. And as you're walking into that vision, I see for some of you, if not all of you, a partner coming alongside that God has brought there. And the Lord showed me, he wants you to see this because many of you have seen that partner that you want. As the and the vision beyond them, like the partner standing there, and then the vision's after that. And it's like, I've got to get to this partner, then I can go on and get to the vision. But Lord says, that's not how it works for him. You see Jesus, you see the vision, you see the calling, you see all the awesome things he has for you. And as you begin to walk that out, in God's will and timing, he will bring alongside you someone with the same vision, someone to walk through that vision with. Okay? So Lord just wants you to see that. He wants you to change any idolatry in that so that he will be the one that your eyes are focused on. Whoa. Ooh, I feel that. Man, ooh, somebody needed that in this group. Man, whoa. Whoa, I might have to pray for all y'all. That's a really big anointing. It's like, oh, vision change time. Jesus, yes. All right. For you all. Say, Lord Jesus, heal any hurt and damaged place in me. Father, it hurts to have been torn apart. I didn't understand these truths, but the pain of woundedness is very real. Heal me completely. Become all that I need. And if you would choose to bring someone else into my life, Lord, prepare me for that. I break the power of idolatry of needing someone in my life to prove that I'm not a failure. God, heal every hurt area. Expose every lie. And I just see the same thing. I see the Lord just bringing your focus right now to him, that he is the focus, that he is the high calling, that he is the vision, that he has things for your lives and things to do and just this glorious life for you. And as you begin to walk towards him, some of you, as you really repent for those divorces, as you really repent for those areas where Satan used you to bring division, As you really go deep in that, and the Lord does that work, for some of you, I see the Lord bringing someone alongside you. And it's to walk out that calling and that vision on your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I lay down all idolatry. I lay down all bitterness. And the only one, Lord God, who can really turn from the mistakes of the past is me. Not the other person. You're their God, not me. Or I pray that you become their God. But God, you are my God. Would you show me, Lord God, anything I need to see for this repentance to be truly real so that the label of adulterer will be completely erased out of my life, and I will be free to receive the gift of a relationship if you should choose to bring it. Lord, I truly repent for all the wrong things I did, the wrong things about marriage I thought. Lord, thank you that today I bury that mess with the old man who's been crucified, and I start anew with my eyes on you. In Jesus' name. Whoa, amen.